Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm not going to steal from you. I might steal from Eitan Shander, though. Some of his wisdom, some of his knowledge. Eitan Shander, sports betting expert from Odd Shopper, joining us here, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Eitan, man, how you been?
I'm well, my friend. And, Henry, you were already high up on the food chain in my house, man, because nobody else would ever steal wisdom or knowledge from me, from my two children to my wife. So I love you, man. Virtual hug. What's up, brother?
Well, wisdom and knowledge with regards to how to bet the NFL this season. I'll leave it at that. I don't want to get into all the other things because I'm going to give your wife and your kids a lot of props, whatever. They know more than I know it, but I'm doing good, man. I'm just I'm super pumped about college football being back, the NFL being back, and let's make some money this year, man. How do you kind of operate throughout the summer? And what I mean by that question is this, is that I'm an occasional person that will dabble a little bit in summertime stuff. Like, I'm big on the horses and the ponies and all that stuff, whatever. But I'll pick and choose with baseball, and clearly I go out to NBA Summer League. I'm out there for an entire week. I'll bet baseball and some other stuff, whatever. But once we get into college and NFL, I just ramp it fully up.
Yeah, I think that's from a volume standpoint and from a amount that I'm risking. I have my own set. Every year I have a set amount of a bankroll that I set aside for the NFL college together. It's fully tracked on a Discord that I'm in that I give stuff out. And this is it. Like, I look forward to football like we all look forward to football. As a fan of the Eagles, as somebody who covers them locally here in Philly, and as somebody who bets on anything from my team to the team who they're playing. I mean, there are plenty of times where I'm the unpopular guy at the viewing party, and people know who I have money on, and I don't say anything. And, you know, it's kind of just like that, because I'm not going to be the one going into a bar in South Philly broadcasting the fact that I got money on Washington in a game that, you know, the Eagles need to win. But I'll tell you, there are elements of week one in the NFL, Henry, that are unlike anything else, including week zero, week one in college, because there is a variable of first-timers that is just so difficult. It's such a steep learning curve when you are a rookie quarterback, or this is your first time as a head coach, or more importantly, calling plays as either a coordinator or coach. Those are areas that I want to exploit right away.
Yeah, and you know what? I had a parlay, a three-team parlay that ended up dying. It got off to a great start because I did predict that Ohio State would win the matchup with Texas, but it died. It died because I totally thought that Carson Beck was going to suck against Notre Dame, and he played better than I expected.
Yeah, I was right there with – we were opposite. So I was on the other side, and, you know, that was fine, although I got torched foolishly. I was sold a bill of goods. Somebody on either ESPN or Fox Sports, and I still need to track them down, told me that Arch Manning could complete basic passes. So I need to find out who told me that, and then I can actually point the finger, because last I heard it was like everybody on TV. And my goodness, if this guy was named Arch Sanders, there would be an absolute eruption of chaos spilling through your television or radio, however you're consuming these idiots, where they would just be like, I told you to. Where was that? It was kind of just like, oh, it was the coach. It was that. Regardless, I was on the other side of both of those, so I had something going myself. Ultimately, we both lost.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this real quick before we get to the National Football League, because that's the crux of why we want. But I do want to ask you about Arch Manning, because I watched the game. Look, he's got some talent. There's some work to do. It was a big time matchup, a big time game on the road. But a texter challenged me earlier in the show, and they were upset because I said that he didn't play that well. He played okay. They said that they're a former college coach. They watched the entire game. They told me, get a clue, that you don't have you have no idea what you're talking about. And I'm like, what? Look, I don't care about all that, you being a former college coach. I watched the game. I didn't think that Arch Manning played that great. Your thoughts?
I don't know where anybody who played, coached, or just picked this game up last week could identify where Arch Manning was better than what he was facing. And what he was facing is exactly what the talking heads and all the hype machine around him told us he could face, and that's NFL talent. There's a reason why Arch Manning was put right at the top and his face was right there as far as top quarterbacks in the country, right? Not Klubnik, not anyone else that we've seen here, although the kid from LSU now has a little bit of a claim, I think, and we'll see where things go.
Garrett Nussmeier?
Yeah, oh, exactly right. Nussmeier, correct. Sorry, I was just, you know, the thing about Arch Manning, too, is he looked handcuffed at times. And I don't mean by his side. I mean by an NFL-caliber defense with an NFL-caliber coach on the other side. Guys that know how to coach and execute on a high level. That's as close, right? Like, you know, would Alabama or, you know, whoever, not this year's Bama, but, you know, would Georgia, whoever it would be, you know, beat the number one worst team in the NFL? Nah, you know, that's never going to happen. But you started to see Arch Manning crumble at times. And here's the other thing, too, right? Here's the other thing, too. Let's just look at it this way, Henry, okay? Forget everything I just said. You said all the other things about Arch Manning. Let's just look about this individual specific. I don't have the text, but from what you told me, I have the context. Are you telling me that Peyton Manning, are you telling me that, I mean, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and not bring up Tom Brady, but, you know, Charlie Ward, I don't care who it is, right? If you have talent, generational college football talent, your coach is holding you back, you're playing against NFL-caliber squad on the other side, at some point you're going to make some plays. At some point you're going to break free like Forrest Gump running down the street and the braces are going to come off and you're going to start going full sprint. We never saw anything like that from Arch Manning.
Yeah, no, we didn't see it. We are talking to Eitan Shander, sports betting expert from oddshopper.com, joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's dive into the National Football League because that's what we want to talk about. Look, it starts on Thursday. Massive game. Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champions. How has the Micah Parsons trade impacted that game? Because I think that that's kind of like the number one thing that I've been thinking about, because the Micah Parsons trade, to me, has had a massive impact on our division that the Minnesota Vikings play in with the Packers and Detroit and everything. But how does it impact that game specifically?
I will say, and I think there's some truth to this, where I saw a meme, or maybe it was a GIF or a GIF, if they've changed the pronunciation of that again, where it was essentially just like, you know, congrats to the Packers, massive trade. You guys went from finishing third to third. So I think that there is a blow up here of reaction when it comes to Micah Parsons. I love Micah Parsons. I would be throwing a parade myself up and down my street if the Eagles somehow met. We did that with Saquon, right? Like, you know what you're getting with a generational type. I shouldn't throw that talent around, but with a league leader type in his position, specifically at a linebacker. Here's a secret when it comes to betting. And this is only from betting, right? Like, from a football standpoint, nobody's going to minimize anybody on the field that has a talent level of Micah Parsons. But, Henry, from a betting standpoint, like books, for example, have numbers associated with all of these players. Most of them are at zero. Most of them are like 0.1, 0.2. And what that means is their absence moves a line by like 0.1. And the only guys that have solid numbers attached to them are, you guessed it, quarterbacks.
Yes.
Because even the books recognize that if you have your starting quarterback intact, like Dak Prescott for this case, you're in a football game. If you don't, you can have 15 Micah Parsons on defense. That's not going to matter because your backup quarterback, the gap between it. So let me say this. What's happened right now is a massive overreaction to the line. This was at 6.5 at one point, which is pretty accurate for a division game between these two teams. Prescott's back. The Cowboys are going to be a little bit better. Eagles play deep into the season. Super Bowl hangover, whatever you want to call it, although they won. Usually that's for the loser. Point being in all of this is I can get Dallas at +9. I think if you're out there, Rebet is one of them. If you can get Dallas at anything over 8.5 right now, not only is that a good bet, but that's also a good teaser, 6-7 point teaser as well. Look, man, it's a division game. To open up the season as a 9-point dog, you better be a bottom feeder. And we know that's just not what Dallas is going to be this year.
Yeah, they're not going to be that. Then we have the following night. We've got the Chiefs who are – look, this could be the last ride for Travis Kelce. I think it's actually going to be the last ride for Travis Kelce. I think this is his final year. Yep. I think he's going to retire. And the reason why I say this is because I think it's all been kind of, I don't say scripted, but look, there's a reason why the engagement announcements come out now, why all this stuff with the television series is coming out now. I just think it's time, and he's been a fabulous player. And I believe that Travis Kelce, because I was in Kansas City when he was drafted and I was around him early, he's not the type of guy that wants to limp into calling it quits. He wants to have a good season. He wants to be remembered as a guy that, you know what, he could have probably eked out one more year. With all that being said, I feel like Kansas City is trying to set this season up as we've been disrespected. We are an organization that should be owed a lot of respect, and we are going to actually get back and win a championship that we thought we should have won last year, but we got dominated in the Super Bowl. What are your thoughts on the Chiefs?
I don't think they make the playoffs this year. And
whoa!
I actually bet that. I don't think they're going to win 4 games. I think they're going to get edged out by just a better division. I think this division has improved the Chargers. I bet them to win the Super Bowl back in the offseason. I understand that they lost their left tackle. I understand that that's a pretty big injury, and I talked about the numbers, what have you. Next to a quarterback is going to be a blindside guy. But look, the coaching staff, the combination of Harbaugh, Roman, Justin Herbert, you've got an offense that should look alive. You've got a coach who has been successful. And yes, go back and look at what they did with a guy in Colin Kaepernick who was able to move a little better than Justin Herbert. I understand that. But the point being is that look, Lamar Jackson. I'm not saying that Justin Herbert is going to magically turn into the wheels of a Cap or Lamar. But what I am saying is that this offense will look re-envisioned, right? Like, this will look like a brand new. And I think that alone with the defense, the life that's just going to be breathed into this locker room consistently with Jim Harbaugh. And then, look, Denver's going to be better. Right away, Denver's going to get a good look at home against a rookie quarterback in the Titans. That team is going to be tough from a defensive standpoint at home this year. And I still think overall it's going to be a big battle for Kansas City. You want to know why? Because you mentioned it. It's not like the Eagles have a big bullseye on their back. They absolutely have a big bullseye on their back. They talked a lot on you know what. They ran through the teams. They won the Super Bowl. Everybody wants to knock A.J. Brown out of a game. I get all that. Understand. But when it comes to the Chiefs, they were still in 2 straight Super Bowls. And they have an axe to grind, but who are they to grind any axe? They're the big bad you know what. They're the Darth Vaders. They're, you know, all the bad guys. Like, they are still that. They just happened to lose in the Super Bowl. But they won the Super Bowl the year prior. You see what I'm saying here is that they still are a team that everybody wants to go after. And the one thing that I love about professional sports from a betting standpoint, Henry, is that you've got teams that still have the name on their jersey. And it still may be Mahomes, or, you know, this team may take a step back, but everybody still wants to kill him. They could be a 500 team, and people are still going to get up for Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and the Chiefs, because that could be their biggest win of the year. So the Chiefs don't slide under any radar here because they lost the Super Bowl, what have you. From a betting standpoint, that's never a good thing to come back from that. And I also think they have a massive target on their back still, no matter how much they want to talk up the fact that they are the underdog or the world's against them, what have you. Every team is against them because they want the GP of knocking off the Chiefs.
I might have some Kansas City bias because of my time in Kansas City. And because
they're going to be a good team. Let me say that.
Look, I look at the Chargers, and I got to be honest with you, I just don't trust Justin. I don't. And I look, he might be a little bit distracted. This Madison Beer, if I was him, I'd be distracted too. She's amazing. I just don't trust the Chargers because of the quarterback. I really don't. And their receivers always get hurt. They always, man, their receiving core always gets, like, just all kinds of bad luck. And I do think that Patrick Mahomes with a chip on his shoulder is just a different dude.
Yeah, but chip on his shoulder. Look, first off, I placed that wager before I knew about Madison, right? So this was a newer thing. I probably would not have placed it, knowing how weak. Look, like, I don't need a quarterback to get weak in the knees. You know what I'm saying? Like, get weak in the wrist, but you're not throwing wrist or something like that. Not your knees, bro. Right? I think it's going to be tough, man. It's going to be really hard this year for Kansas City in general, but they're super talented. And Andy Reid is one of the best head coaches to ever do it. And Patrick Mahomes is still the generational talent, and I'll use that word clearly with him, in the NFL, no matter Hurts or anybody else that wants to lay claim of being the best of the best. I understand it. I get it. It's just so difficult to do it. And you're right about Travis Kelce. This is a smart individual who understands brand, and he is already a foot out of the NFL. A lot of guys wait. Oh, let me see what I'm, you know, I'm going to wait and see. I'm going to talk to the wife. He's not talking to anybody. The wife has told him what he's doing. And, you know, who's going to disagree with that?
Yeah.
There are two people, right? Like, there are two wives in the world that the entire world would ever say from an entertaining standpoint, you got to listen. And that's Beyonce and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so they come down and say, you know, you're not playing football anymore. Or, Jay, you know, I don't know about the rap anymore. You know, why don't you get into something else? Okay, right? Like, that's it. That's what you do. So I think that's going to be the interesting style here with the Chiefs, and knowing they lose Travis Kelce, and knowing that they still have a massive bullseye. But you're right. They are definitely going to have a chip. I took the chart. I can get them at +3.5 at ProfitX. I took the Chargers. It's a key number at 3 where I get the hook at home. And I do think that there's a little bit of a hangover playing deep into the Super Bowl for the Chiefs.
All right, so give me your best bets for Week 1 in the National Football League.
All right, so if you look across the board here, I think Denver to get 2 touchdowns in the first half against the Titans, if you can lay 7, I know that's the key number here. You try to lay like 6.5, anything along those lines. Denver is a team I want to target a couple times over, right? I think the kid in Nashville is going to play fine. I think that team is going to look better overall than they've had in the past, fine. But Week 1, your first game in the NFL, you're traveling to Denver, and you're playing against a team that's got a good defense in an altitude that I don't care if you've stepped into Colorado State before anybody else in college. Like, you're not ready for this. So
yeah.
I think that's an exploitable game right away. I think ultimately anything I can do to take advantage of Russell Wilson on the road with the Giants is where I want to be. I can get Washington down to 5.5. Are you kidding me? Look, Russ is better than Daniel Jones, but that team is a disaster. The Giants are going to struggle to stay in football games, and Russell Wilson on the road is just not that good from a betting standpoint, not a guy that you want to consistently tail in any means. 5.5 for Washington is where I want to be. And, look, I'll give you one more here, okay? The Raiders are criminally underrated. Criminally underrated this year. I'm not saying they're going to win 9 games. I'm not going to go even more belligerent here, Henry, and say, just like I said, the Chiefs are going to miss the play. Vegas is going to win. I went over the win total at 5.5. I think you have a coach who is well seasoned here in Pete Carroll. We cannot undersell the fact that Tom Brady is now hand on stick in pot, mixing and cooking and just understanding what it takes to build. They have some talent on this football team. They're going to win, and I think if I can get three on the road against New England, sign me up, which I still can't at Profit X. So I think the Raiders are going to win six games at least this year, and I'll take them to cover the 3 points on the road in week one against the Patriots.
I'm with you on that bet. I'm going to go ahead and go with the Raiders too. Real quickly, your thoughts on the Vikings opening up on the road against Chicago?
Look, I think you're going to hate me for this, man. You really are. But
no, I won't.
I know you won't, but I'm just saying, you know who's going to hate me is the guy who sent you the text, probably, because he's a Viking season ticket holder. But I don't think Minnesota makes the playoffs, not because of them, not because of this massive issue. But I think I don't think the division is ready for the leap that Chicago is taking this year. I went over win total for Chicago. I think they are a sneaky good team to win the Super Bowl. But the Vikings to miss the playoffs, I got them at plus 123 when FanDuel was running that ridiculous futures thing, so I boosted them. I just think this division is too crowded. I really do. And ultimately, this is a tough matchup where you have a much improved situation here in Chicago with quarterback and coach. I just think it's going to be tough. One team is going to be out. And Green Bay is all this hype with Micah Parsons, what have you. I think it's between Minnesota and Green Bay right now to stay alive in this division, and ultimately I think Minnesota fails. I'm happy to be wrong. It was only one bet, but I just don't think the NFL, let alone this division, is kind of ready for the leap that I think we're going to see in Chicago.
We got extended Eitan Chander, sports betting expert from iChopper tonight. Hey, Eitan, man, let's make plenty of money this year, and let's talk to you again soon, man.
Whenever you want, brother, you know that. Between you and Tubbsy, I'm here for you guys.
All right. We appreciate it. That's Eitan Chander joining us here on The Lake Show. That's our guy from Odd Shopper. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Man, we got to get caught up. We got to pay some bills. More Lake Show next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eitan Shander's amazing. He does the homework, man.
Dude's
he
good.
This is what he does, man. Check him out. Sports betting expert, oddshopper.com. Yeah, that's a tough one, man. I'll say this. I'm looking right now. I don't get why we're favored over Chicago on the road.
I don't either. Out of all of the
places,
out of all the places to be favored, I don't see the Vikes as a point and a half favorite in Chicago on a Monday night. I do think that people are in love with Chicago, but I think a lot
they
of that
should be favored though.
It's Chicago should be, yeah, but I wonder if that's like Ben Johnson being a new head coach and just, I don't know. Chicago should be the favorite. It shouldn't be the Vikings -1.5.
Yeah, I just don't.
I figure the Bears at -3, I mean, at worst.
It opened with the Vikings getting points. And now you mean to tell me with no Jordan Addison, I know they were bringing Adam Thielen. I just don't, that's a weird one.
Yeah, I might have to bet that because that's...
Ooh, you're going to bet against the Vikes?
I'll bet against the Vikes.
Oh, wow.
I mean, on a Monday night in Chicago? I mean, history has shown us that Chicago is the house of horrors. I mean, if there's something that can happen kabuki-ish, it's going to happen in Chicago. I mean, 2009, something named Devin Aromashadu had a touchdown in overtime that cost us home field advantage. I mean, I don't remember it, but it's kind of scarred.
Real quickly, the TCU has just taken it to Bill Belichick since that opening touchdown. They've scored 17 unanswered points.
They probably got tired of seeing Jordan on the TV. They're like, she ain't no T Swift, that's for sure.
Oh, man. All right, coming up next, we're going to stay in the National Football League because it's time to go around the NFL. We do that next. Bill Belichick does not look happy. He's going into halftime trailing 20-7.
That's probably why. He's probably just trailing because he doesn't want to do a halftime interview. I mean, because you get the coaches that have the lead going to halftime.
Man.
But he's got to come out.
All right, so, hey, it's week one. We're back. It's the NFL. And it's time for Around the NFL.
This is probably the only music bed that I would bring down some Sum 41. All right, so apparently Adam Thielen from here, went to school here.
I never heard that.
Was here.
You sure?
Left.
Have you vetted that?
Now he's back. I don't know. I saw it on the internet, so it's got to be true. How you feeling about, are you all in your feelings about Adam coming back?
I'm glad that he's back. I've been an Adam Thielen fan for years. He is one of us. He is great for not only football fans, Vikings fans, but also our community. I have not wavered about that. This guy does tremendous work. He gives so much. With that being said, I don't want to try to overstate what he's going to bring to the table. Like, I don't know. Like, I think he can be a good player for us, but I don't. Adam Thielen's a little long in the tooth. Let's just call for what it is. I think that the injuries could be concerning because remember when we the last year and a half that he was here, man, he was getting dinged up all the time.
Yeah, yeah, and he was.
You know, and he's been in Carolina the last 2 years. The quarterback play here, I think, is going to be better. But the bottom line is, I'm a little bit concerned about his production at his age.
To me, I look at this as you need him for 3 games. You need him for the first 3. Come out firing. Once you get Jordan Addison back, and hopefully he's not a nincompoop again. You get him back. Adam Thielen can kind of go into a reserve, you know, a rotational wide receiver three role. But to me, it's like, I understand why they made that move. But to me, it's like, you got to get three games out of Adam Thielen. And then you see, you know, you kind of see where it goes. Harrison Smith hasn't practiced since August 11th. And it's a personal health issue. But everybody around the team is being very, very vague. And for a guy that has played as much as he has and is vital to the defense as he has, he's going to be, what they say, evaluated weekly. How concerned are you about Harrison Smith's health?
I'm concerned. I'm concerned from this perspective.
He's not going to go on IR, but evaluated weekly.
I don't need Harrison Smith to be a part of all the training camp stuff. I just don't. He's a vet. He's a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. Yes, you heard me correctly. Harrison Smith is going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's headed to Kent. Mark it down. He's old, though. This is his final year in the National Football League. I think that on the front end, I'm not necessarily concerned about him being a part of practices and training camp.
Mm-hmm.
But when they say week to week,
yeah,
that concerns me. That does. There's, and what do we know them to mean by personal health issue? I don't know what that really means. But yeah, you need Harrison Smith. Harrison Smith has been elite his entire career.
Yes. Yeah, he has. And it's that's the concern about Harrison Smith, is that you don't know exactly when he might come back and he might play. And yeah, that's, you hear week to week, but he's not going on IR. Does Micah Parsons, I know that, you know, the betting, the books have changed. Eitan was talking about, does that make the Packers the favorite in the NFC North, say leapfrogging Detroit?
I think that...
Frogging.
I think for the record, they are... I think they're tied with Detroit odds-wise. I think they're both plus 500.
Oh, I thought I saw that move after the Parsons deal.
I would have no issue if people said that they're the favorites. No, they got Jordan Love. They got who's the running back?
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs. I mean, they've got a good core receivers.
Matthew
Golden.
They've
got a good defense.
Yeah.
They got Micah Parsons. Now, Kenny Clark was no scrub, but he ain't Micah Parsons.
No, and Micah Parsons got a back sprain.
Yeah, the injection thing is kind of concerning.
Like a joint?
Because you just give him all that money. And
and he might not even play.
No, he'll play. You think he's not going to play week one?
No, he's going to play. He's going to play.
He's going to take all the injections.
He'll play one game, and then he'll do something to his back, and then he'll go on IR. And then be like, oh, I'm overpaying my Micah Parsons.
And then Jerry will be laughing.
Jerry, yes.
I told y'all.
Hey, sometimes the devil you don't know is not as good as the devil you do know. Ain't that right, Jarrett? So how do you stack the NFC North? I mean, are the Vikings going to go winless and apparently not make the
winless
playoffs like Eitan thinks?
What?
They're not going to make the playoffs? I'm just kidding. They'll win
a game
or two.
KOC is not going winless.
They'll win a game or two.
Right now,
I'm betting Chicago week one.
I would probably say Packers, Detroit, Minnesota, and Chicago.
There you go.
I only say that because I just don't think that there's any way with KOC and Brian Flores, B-Flow, that they're going to be the worst team in the division. That's just not possible.
No, that's... It's going to be a meat grinder. I'm looking forward to it because this is going to be a brutal division. Three out of the four teams, I think, can make the playoffs. Okay, so you just said it. What are your Vikings predictions? You said, you know, third in the division. What would be considered a successful season? Last year was 14-3. You were a wild card. Got blown out by the Rams in the first round. J.J. McCarthy taking over. A successful season for the Minnesota Vikings, according to Henry Lake, is what?
9-8.
Really? Okay.
They're taking a step back in terms of wins. How many games did we win last year? 14-3. So we lost to Detroit twice and the Rams.
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, yeah, we're not winning 14 games, man. We're taking a step back, bro.
It's, I think it's just unrealistic. And this is where Sam Darnold, it was a blessing and a curse to have him be that good last year. Because, yeah, you went 14-3. Sam Darnold was a Pro Bowler, and all of a sudden now you got a second-year quarterback, essentially a rookie. Oh, by the way, yeah, you're coming in. We upgraded the offensive line, added another running back. You got, you know, maybe one, you know, best wide receiver in the game.
Okay. No, probably. He is the best wide receiver in the game.
Well, people, Jamar Chase fans will...
JJ.
Okay, so I have to ask you this, because I know that we didn't like Aaron Rodgers around these parts, and we don't, because he still has a very punchable face. But what do you expect from him this season in Pittsburgh? Is this the swan song for A-Rodge and expectations?
Well, yes, this is a swan song, but in terms of, like, I expect him to be better.
Is he going to be a Pro Bowler this year?
Let me say that.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Did you really just ask that?
Well, he's got DK Metcalf.
A Pro Bowler?
Yeah.
Is he better than Josh Allen?
I mean, yeah. But
yes or no?
No.
Is he better than Lamar Jackson?
No.
Is he better than Patrick Mahomes?
But I didn't say all Pro. I said Pro Bowl. They have like, I mean, you got like three or four guys.
I just named you three.
Well, no, he's not better than all those guys.
Okay, and then I didn't even ask you, is he better than Geno Smith at this point?
Oof. Oh.
I didn't even ask you, is he better than CJ? CJ Stroud?
No.
No, of course not. He's not a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Man.
stop it. And we didn't even mention Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow is my sneaky pick for NFL MVP. There's just something about Joe Burrow this year.
You're not going to bet it, though. I know that.
Huh?
You're not going to bet it.
I'll bet it.
Okay.
I'm already betting against the Vikes on Monday night. I'll take a shot at Joe Burrow.
Okay. Go ahead and bet it.
I'll bet it.
You say bet it? Bet it then. Bet it.
Man, he got the...
In the words of Cameron, bet it then.
Well, he got the best wide receiver in the league in Jamar Chase, right? Isn't that what they say?
That's what you say.
I'll have to check with Eitan to see what the odds are. What's the value I can get at Joe Burrow?
Do I think that Aaron Rodgers, to answer your question, is going to be better this year? Yes. He's got Mike Tomlin. Like, he doesn't have all those coaches in with the Jets that didn't know what the hell they were doing.
Robert Saleh.
Yes, Saleh.
Do you think that thing? Do you think Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers, like, this thing is? Is this thing going to last the whole season? Are they going to be able to coexist?
Of course.
Okay.
Mike Tomlin's going to give him a little bit of freedom, but if things are, I know Mike. My frat brother don't take no stuff. Mm-hmm. If something's off with Aaron Rodgers, not in front of the cameras, he's going to check Aaron Rodgers at the facility.
A-Rod ain't going to like that.
It don't matter what he like.
A-Rod.
He's dealing with Coach T.
Mm.
My new.
He'll get some of that extra.
Kappa Alpha Psi to the
beta. A-Rod's going to get. Now, see, A-Rod's going to get some of that micro dose of the ivermectin, and that'll take him to the next level.
Okay, Joe Rogan.
Ivermectin for life.
Oh. Asking to wrap up around the NFL. Final segment. Hey, the Powerball is over a billion. But will being rich come with a curse? We'll get to that next. All righty. Final couple of minutes here on the show. Twins the next couple of days, so we'll have final pitch. But tonight, the Powerball is up to $1.1 billion. And after I win tonight, I mean, I just want Chris to know, and I have no issue sharing this with him, that after I win the Powerball tonight, that I will exit stage left.
Figure you'd go left.
But I will tip you $500.
Okay. And then you'll block my number?
Well, no, I'm going to block your number before I tip you the $500. I'm going to block your number.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come in tomorrow morning,
yeah.
Drop off my key card, and I'm going to leave the envelope in your box.
Sweet.
So okay. I appreciate you being the producer that you've been for the show.
Mm-hmm.
If by chance I'm off one number, I'll see you tomorrow night.
If you're off one number. Can I have those in small, unmarked, untraceable bills, please? Yeah, it'll be like one of those. No, see, you would give me the bag that's got that ink inside that would explode. And then I'd be like, damn, Lake. And well, then you'd be like, deuces.
I bring this up because once people become rich, do they just become terrible human beings? This Polish millionaire CEO, he defended snatching the kid's hat at the U.S. Open. You guys have probably have seen this, but there's video. These kids, autograph seekers, they're getting. And by the way, why is tennis the only sport where you can be an adult and no one frowns upon you getting an autograph? Like in the NFL, it's they weird. frown upon you. In the NBA, baseball, but in tennis, if you look at all the tennis tournaments, there are grown men and women, and the athletes have no issue signing anything. So my point is, I'm not trying to say that you should be ostracized or criticized for getting an autograph if you're an adult. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool. But the bottom line is the tennis player, Camille, I think it's Marzrak.
Sure.
I probably butchered that.
Yeah, it sounds close to
my apologies.
Yeah, she ain't listening.
It was a guy.
He ain't listening.
He meant to hand the hat to this young kid who looked like he's about 10.
Yeah.
9 or 10. And the Polish CEO just snatched it from him and gave it to his wife, and they put it in their bag.
I know.
How much of a...
What a jerk.
What a jerk.
He stole it from a kid. Now,
and defended it.
Now, apparently,
in a statement.
Yeah, and now I guess he's apologized, but it's like...
Oh, has he?
I think...
Finally?
But listen, what's done is done, because his excuse was, well, if you were fast enough, you would have gotten it. And the tennis player put it in front of the kid for the kid to grab. The tennis player just put it there and then left. And this jerkwad of an a-hole of a D-bag wrapped in a nincompoop just decided he was going to take it. And, yeah, what an a-hole. He apologized because he had to, but special place in heaven for people like you.
All right, it's going to wrap up the show for tonight. Unless I win the Powerball. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow night. Final pitch right here on The Good Neighbor.
I want some money.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.